Friday, and welcome to our CTO Coffee Hour. Super excited to have a guest here with us today, Razvan. TCP, Universal Tool Call Protocol, is what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm looking at another screen over here, and you've been getting a lot of press the last month, so thank you for finding the time, first of all. But I'm seeing you on GitHub, Medium, Reddit, Product Hunt, YouTube, and then a great article here on LinkedIn, and it says Universal Tool Call Protocol, the DNS of the agentic world.
That's a good one.
Very interesting. See, I was saving that till we went live. I thought that was a fantastic title. From here, the floor is the two of you. This can be a very interesting conversation. Razvan, tell us a bit what's going on here. Very interesting.
Yeah, thank you very much for the intro. And of course, thank you very much for the invitation. Very excited to get to talk about this more and also get to maybe share more of the insight, more of my perspective on how this whole thing started, how we got where we are. I think as this media coverage just shows how this is a very nascent kind of field, right? We're looking at the agent, we're looking at tool calling. It's all kind of still in progress and work. And I think we're happy to be able to contribute to this with something which is open source, which is as committed as possible. And yeah, excited to see where this goes.
Great. I'll have Kelly post the link to your GitHub, or would you like your IO page, or both of those to be linked?
I think the GitHub, the organization GitHub, would be great.
Okay.
And that's utcp.io is also a good place to go, right?
Yeah. Authentication. Yeah.
Good. So I definitely understand this problem that basically the way we were interacting with MCPs and things like that, we're copying and pasting text files all over, was insane. Like, do you want to break down the problem you saw and then the solution? Give us a little bit of the solution you came up with there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we came to the struggle like as many others probably did by just using tools and creating tools that you want agents to consume. We had a dev tool that was generating information about code, and I wanted that information to be fed into my coding assistants. So, of course, I was looking for how can I do this, and MCP is a thing which popped up there. And while doing this, I figured, okay, this is way more complicated than I expected, and there's like these kind of hoops I'm going to just send to do something simple, right? I have information in one thing, I can just open an endpoint. I just want to send that information to the chat. So I think that's how this whole thing started. And the whole philosophy behind it is that why can agents not just call endpoints or retrieve data or interact with any sort of external tool the way we developers do it? So read documentation about how to do it, how to use it, and then actually use it, which is not the same philosophy in UDCP. Sorry, MCP takes. MCP goes into, hey, let's standardize both the client and the server. And as long as someone follows both of these standards, we can communicate. But for tool calling specifically, right, for getting information, for creating actions, right, with your agents, APIs already exist. So let's see if we can leverage those. I think that's how this whole thing started.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying in blog posts and writings right before I found your stuff that the way we do discovery of new tool call protocols and copying of the JSON file and all that was just silly. Why are we doing it that way? And I was so tempted to try and write my own discovery mechanism, and I'm glad I didn't, because you did one, and let's go with that. I'm back that one. So I love it. I'm glad that it's built. With that said, you told me that we've got a hands-on demo, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually pretty recently, we have also released a agent to make it even easier for people to just put an agent in whatever infrastructure they have, in whatever application they have. And I was thinking, let's just show how simple this is to set up. So I'm just...
And that is one of the things I was going to ask you about. That's brilliant. I love it. I was wiring in an agent this morning for a proof of concept for a client. And now I'm thinking I'm going to have to redo my entire scope to... So we'll see.
Okay, let me know if you can see my screen. It should be
your screen.
All right. So this is the agent. If you've used anything like MCPUs, strands, agent, it's very similar to this. So it's a plug and play agent, right? You could whatever create an LLM that you want to use. In this case, we're using LangChain for this. Just an OpenAI instance for an LLM. We configure the agent and then we just create the agent. The one extra step here is we also have a UDCP configuration where we can look how we load different tools into our agent. But before we even jump into that, the whole thing is pretty simple, right? Like we get the large language LLM, we configure the tools that we want, we configure the agent, and here is standard stuff like how many iterations do we want, how many tools and a system route. And then we can just use the agent we created and we can just use it as with the dot chat or dot stream functionality, right? So we just created in just a couple of lines of code something, which if I run it, oh, that is not the right command. This one. We have our user interface where I can just ask it, yeah, give me the author or ID of feature. And it will go through its agentic use tools whenever it needs to use tools. And then at the end, give me the response with the OID, which in this case, we can see is this one on Open Library. Now, how do we know to use Open Library? That's where UTCP comes in. And UTCP is the tool calling protocol, which aims to give agents the capability to call any sort of tool through its native endpoint. Now, how does the discovery work there? It's pretty simple. In the config, we can just add a call template. Call template is this one new concept that UTCP introduces for how to call manuals. I have two examples loaded here already. One of them calls a manual from a URL endpoint. It's an HTTP, but forget, and I get it from OpenAPI JSON. And if you open this, this is literally just an OpenAPI specification. So yeah, that's right. You can also just load tools from existing OpenAPI specifications. The tool itself, in this case, Open Library, didn't need to do anything to be accessible by LLMs, which is super powerful. Just imagine how many capabilities this opens up. And I have another one, which I'm loading this time, not from the internet, but from a text file, which I have on my computer. It's this manual right here, which I generated using Gemini. I went to the news API, I guess an API which delivers news. I went to the website. They have this the developer documentation. I copied the developer documentation, put it into Gemini, asked it to generate a UTCP manual, and then put this manual into the JSON, right? So it's very similar to how I, as a developer, would call the news API endpoint or tool, right? I would read the documentation and then make the actual call. So it's very simple to set up. And now we can also see, let's try and ask something about the news. That being the latest news in tech. And this agent is gonna try and... Well, all right, something there was... I couldn't process your request. I'm having a lot of tokens. And we definitely see here the tool result was Android Authority or something. So we definitely have some news here. Let me just see if... Again.
It's always the live demos that get you. I got hit with, I was doing a live demo yesterday and of course it was working for
the reality of AI. Yeah, somewhat one has to think that it's always not deterministic and you have to make sure to, for your use case, handle it appropriately. And this, of course, UTCP doesn't do this for you, unless you handle it. But yeah, and now we have something and it just got the news. Yeah, and this API is also beta API. So UTCP also handles any sort of API keys or any sort of other authentication that you might need natively while preserving the exact same security you would have if you were to call this API. In this situation, I'm loading through my UTCP config my variables from a.env, which is this one right here. But you can also connect it to like secrets manager that you have or something like that to load secrets from there.
Okay. And I was going to ask about authentication.
Yeah, exactly. And then the manual provider, the tool provider, they can add the authentication they have as looks like this, right? So basically, every single tool has a call template, which tells UTCP how to match the AI's request, which looks just like main and tool arguments, into the actual native API, right? And in this case, it maps it into an HTTP to this URL with the GET. This is the content type and for authentication to the API key, which gets injected via this. Always also namespace, of course, to avoid like cross trying to steal API keys or something like that.
Okay.
Other tools. And everything is built from the ground up with security in mind.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's very fascinating. You support OAuth too at all? Or?
Yes. Yeah. So right now, the out of the box supported are the like basic authorization with the password and username, the API keys, and OAuth.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm just trying to imagine. Yeah, that flow could work where you're passing in the OAuth information from a remote source and then we just say, and then you save that to a namespace kind of value key store. Okay. Cool. That is awesome. I was like, there's a business in authentication here. There's a business in payments, analytics, all sorts of stuff. Actually, that's an interesting question for you. Where do you think this is going as far as commerce goes? How will that flow work? You're not going to give your agent your credit card number. Hypothetically, how would that work?
That's actually a very good question, because we actually just made a poll recently in our community asking like, hey, should UTCT look into something related to payments or not? Because I think definitely this is a big question. As you saw, UTCP handles everything once you have an API key or some sort of getting authorization. But there is still the question of who pays, right? Like who does the process to get the API key to pay for it and stuff like that. And right now this is manually done, right? For both UTCP and MCP, you as a human have to go, make an account, put your credit card, and then you get the API key. But it is a really big question, I think, for the future of like agentic commerce, agents being able to use tools of, can you do this automatically? Should we? How would that look like? Maybe does it run another protocol, or does it just require some player stepping up and making something here?
I figure Stripe's on it, but no. So I've got a big e-commerce client, and I was trying to figure out how I do it for them. And I figure it'd work like the OAuth flow, where you redirect them to a browser, and then you can say confirm, checkout, done. Or maybe you could set settings on it, like DoorDash, they can spend up to $20 a day, but more than that, I'll need to confirm it. So I figure it'll work something like that.
But I think there's still definitely space for some companies to jump in there and say, how do we meet the UX of this, right? So that someone can just plug and play this into their agents or into their infrastructure and they can get paid.
Yeah, I definitely, there'll be another standard, I'm sure.
A whole lot of, dare I say, trust issues that need to be built if you're just plugging and playing these things into. Where does that come into play?
That's what we're, yeah.
It's just NIST and more so than trust issues, the inverse of it.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing there. I was like, for a second, before you said that the authentication data was namespaced, I'm like, what's going to stop me from just putting in Gemini API key or environment variable? But it makes a lot of sense that you'd namespace it. So that solves that problem right there. As far as the payment security goes, yeah, that'll be a fun one, but it's doable. I can see the OAuth flow working where you just give them a payment link and then confirm the payment, and they have to open it in the browser for all of 6 seconds to confirm. Another thing I've got that's interesting is analytics. My e-commerce clients, all my clients, they like to measure user behaviors, but in the bot world, it's just, how do we track that behavior if it's unauthenticated? If it's authenticated, it's easier, but I'm just wondering, I don't know, there's so many thoughts on how analytics is going to change in the new bot world there. It's not even human behavior tracking at that point, you're just tracking bot behavior. Have you played with that at all and use TCP or even thought about it outside of UTCP?
Yeah, I think this is definitely maybe a bit of out of the scope of UTCP, because UTCP again is just a posting tool calling, enable agents to call tools easier. But I think that this is more of a meta question of like,
how should people design, right?
How should people design stuff in order that they can get this information? I think of course UTCP can help with that, because you can make an API which is specifically designed for agents to consume. And UTCP allows you to do that API in whatever framework, in whatever language, in whatever you want, because it can call any endpoint natively, right? But yeah, I think this is definitely an interesting question. I think there's some standards being set also on like agents.txt or LLM.txt, I don't know, like similar to the robots.txt that websites have to try and regulate and give information to LLMs trying to scrape websites, how they should interact with it. But I don't know if there's anything like very concrete right now on, yeah, people should do this.
Yeah, it's something I'm dabbling with. It's interesting to think about, because does it matter as much when it's coming from a bot? It doesn't really mimic human stuff. But I guess we can get really deep down that rabbit hole there. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I have already started playing with it and wiring one into schematical.com so I can list out all the tools I want to use and have my team use. Where's it going from here? What's next? What's the future of UTCP?
Well, that's a very good question. I think that's something which I am only able to answer partially. So UTCP is meant to be as community-driven as possible. So some of the answer is just whatever the community wants. We don't want to keep this as, we're going to keep this in our little box and do whatever you want with it. But it's more like, hey, whatever people actually end up needing, this is what it should be. This is what the protocol should be again. And we're trying to build towards UTCP, which is this. It's just as community-driven as possible. Towards this end, we're in touch with the Linux Foundation to try and see how trademark handoff would look there, and hosting the project generally within one of their umbrellas. So I think that's what we are concerned about. How do we set a very nice, very good community-driven governance structure, and how can we ensure that this stays open source and community-driven through the Linux Foundation?
Very cool. Very noble. I admire that. That's so many thoughts right now going through my head right now. I clicked onto your tool registry right here in the corner, and now I'm like geeking out over that. Yeah, you guys are already at the 240 providers right now too. In a month, it's going to be like 1,000 or so, but.
Yeah, the cool part about that is anyone can build a tool registry very easily, because it, in the end, it's just like a list of open API endpoints or not generated endpoints via LLMs or anything. So just because of the way discovery works with this, where first you're asking for a manual, anyone can provide a manual, right? And as long as this is a trusted authority, like you can have stuff like the Maven repository, right? For getting Java archives, right? But the version for trusted tools, I guess you can use. So I think just the discovery part of getting first the manual and then redirecting to the endpoint enables really cool also tool packs, right? Verifying the tool packages.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Do you have any asks of the audience? How can we help you? How can my audience help you with this amazing tech?
I think the thing we're always looking for is more contributors and more people using it. Give us feedback. We want to hear what works, what doesn't, how should this look like for you two people to leverage it the most. And if you want to get your hands dirty, come and help us out and shape this together. Because that's the cool part about this. Everyone can have a say in this and try and push for stuff. So yeah, I think that's it. Come and contribute and give us feedback on what you want this to become.
Awesome. I'll try and, if I get some time, I'll try and knock out some features for you too.
Also, the whole architecture is very based on plugins. I don't know if you've got time to look into this, but in order for UTCP to be able to support different communication protocols, because the whole premises of it is you can call any tool, any API natively. GCP works via plugins, so anyone can just write a plugin for whatever communication protocol we can imagine. So that enables us to support HTTP requests and also MCP, right? We can also just talk to MCP servers directly through an MCP plugin, or we can talk to gRPC, we can talk to GraphQL, any sort of communication protocol you want to do. And if there's nothing which exists, go ahead and add it yourself. So in that terms, it's also easy to extend, I think, for different use cases.
Nice. I see there's a CLI in here. Is that like STDIO? Standard.
Yeah. Basically, it's the DIO, but it's able to call any sort of command and process the output somehow. Nice. I think what's also very interesting and what we've been looking into is searching. This is one of these like concepts that has really not been explored enough in the agentic tool calling world. How do we do searching through a bunch of tools, right? Because we have so many tools in the world. How can the agent figure out what's the most relevant?
Yeah, I mean, that popped in my head. So part of me is, what's to stop Google from grabbing this and then charging people to recommend their tools? Okay, this is a tool for shopping shoes. If you sponsor, then, and I know that goes against the open source nature of it, but I'm just like, that's, somebody's going to do that, because just a strictly alphabetical search isn't the most effective search.
That's the cool thing. The GCP offers a way to do search, but it doesn't actually, I guess, do the search, right? Like the tool registry we have is just, anyone can just commit their stuff to it. But when you want to go ahead and add different tools and create tool packages and stuff like that, it all depends on just the users who want to create these agents.
Yeah. And
when it comes to the agent searching and choosing which tool this should use, that's where the interesting part comes in. The question comes, I'm not sure like how familiar you are with this, but for example, a bunch of the MCP client agents that use MCP client are limited to 40 tools or so, because it just tries to put them all into context, and then sometimes the context doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
So UTCP, instead of doing that, just says, hey, let's create a standard way of searching tools. And anyone can come and say, so if you use my plugin, you'll have a better search because of X, Y, Z. So we offer the standard search, which is just based on the description and tags. But anyone can just come and say, hey, I created this cool Google-based search plugin and rank it however they want. And if their search is good enough to be used, then, you know, it's anyone's game.
Yeah, that's interesting. It gave me an idea for a feedback call as well. I'm wondering if, I'm not saying implement this, but if one's timing out like a specific tool call, could you give feedback back to the search engine that there was problems? But then of course you got spammers that it'll just go and spam that there's problems with their competitor's tool. So very interesting dynamics there that could, very interesting stuff to play with.
But I definitely think that the search is something I don't even think we really have explored it enough. Like, I think GTCP just offers the space for people to
Right.
have ways to search.
Yeah.
I think it's such an unexplored space because I think the ideal scenario is no one wants to add any sort of tools. All tools are added by default, and it's all just based on a really good search.
Right.
That's another right now, because just the search is not good enough. No one has really spent enough time making like a damn good search for tools. So most of what's happening right now is just people adding tools and engineering.
Oh man, see, this is me jumping on the AI hype train, but part of me wants to slap a vector DB on the back end there and organize all of that.
Cool.
I'll try not to act on my impulses to immediately hack away at it there. But yeah, I think the search will be very interesting. And I love that you're open to having more search providers and competing search providers there. That will be really...
Yeah, because in the end, we're not... UTCP is not a planned facing algorithm, any sort of way of the imagination, right? UTCP is a protocol. It's about... We have to enable people to do tool calling in a more flexible way. So that is both from how you do tool call to also how you do search. Right. How do you save duties? Anything like that. All of this is completely configurable and flexible.
That's brilliant. I love it. We used up a bunch of your time here, and thank you so much for being generous with your time. I figure now's probably a good time to start wrapping it up. And we said it before at the beginning, but where can people find you? How can they find you to help and contribute?
So I think the GitHub is a very good place to start. It's a universal tool calling protocol, and that's the whole GitHub to try and contribute and add stuff. If you were interested in getting the specification, like what does every single implementation of the UTCP client need to have, that is the utcp.io that has the entire technical specification, API documentation, all of that. And if you want to follow along for the journey, you know, we have a LinkedIn. You can follow me on LinkedIn, which is Sandu Dila School. We have also a X page with UTCP.
We'll make sure we get all of those posted to a comment immediately following the show as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great, Jim. I think you two could probably talk for hours on this and go way deep down rabbit hole. But thank you so much for your time. Great success ahead. And Matt, do you have anything, or Razvan, anything to close off with?
Thank you very much for the invitation. I think I'd love to always exchange ideas and share this, because we are here trying to build a future of communication. Back in the day, this was the internet. Now it's agentic communication. And it has to be a collaborative thing.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to come back or jam on a new feature or something like that, let us know, because we try to do them weekly. So, you know, you've got something else you want to talk about or a new feature coming up, let us know.
Cool. Or for other people that you think are good to talk to as well.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful weekend. It's quitting time by you. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.